This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here, and this is the segment where I bring on Tim Wilkins. Tim is a funny man. He's got many, many jobs, more jobs than a Jamaican. But I always like to get Tim's take because he's a working comedian. He's a pitch man. He's a staunch conservative that happens to look at the world through very interesting eyes. Being one of the people that's most under attack in America, that would be the white male. I'm always happy to get that perspective. So, Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, man. Got to hurry. I got to deliver the mail and sweep the lawn.
Now, what's funny, you know, you missed last week, and I'm not going to hold it against you because you do have that white privilege. And I don't even get a notice, by the way, audience, that Tim's not going to be there. He just doesn't show up, you know. So,
which is not white privilege.
Right.
That's what we put in our 2 weeks.
Well, what's funny about it is I was talking to these kids at a high school and the educators at this very prestigious high school in St. Louis, and I want to segue this into what you and I talked about in terms of what you were doing with this diversity thing. But, you know, I'm talking to these people about getting these black kids into this very prestigious school, and when I got that opportunity as a kid, I relished it. I relished the idea of meeting these families who had wealth where their parents flew in on private planes to visit their kids. And this school, which happened to be a military school, didn't make any concessions for the first. There were 6 black kids in a school of 400. Then it ended up being 8. I guess 2 white people got kicked out on affirmative action but over the period. But, you know, they made no concessions for us. They did not allow us to wear afros while the other kids had to get their buzz cuts. You know, I couldn't wear dashiki while other kids wore uniforms. It was conformity. And the conformity did me well because it taught me that it was all for one and one for all. That's what the military does. And by the way, that's what America should create. And you were doing diversity training at somewhere. And I want the audience, I want you to share that with them because you said there were a couple of kind of poignant instances.
Well, there were a couple of poignant instances. And I want to say I applaud that as an old military guy myself. I love the fact that they judge you on merits. When they open up your book, they look and see how your physical fitness scores, how you perform in your classes, what your senior leadership thinks of you, and that's how they promote you. They don't say, well, we've got 3 spots for 3 people with varying degrees of melanin. We better fill those. So what they were trying to do, and what a lot of these corporations I'm finding are trying to do, is indoctrinate and force upon companies the belief system of the left. As opposed to saying, hey, here's the corporate mission. We all work for this company. Let's move forward. This company is one of the many that has now these little groups, these resource groups. There's an LGBT group that gets together, and there's an African-American group that gets together, and there's a Latino-American group that gets together. As opposed to saying, this is who we work for, the president of the company said, we're doing this so that they can feel like they belong. Well, you got a job. Your paycheck says you belong.
Right. Yeah, it drives me crazy that they have these groups because they're so counterproductive. And if those groups got together because they were trying to enter, say, the LGBT market, and there was a product that they go, ooh, gay people really like, you know, cucumbers. Okay, woohoo, let's figure out a way to sell the cucumbers to the gay men. Or black people really like Chitlin-flavored Cheetos, you know. But they're not doing that.
So here's one of the ironies. So there's 2 great ironies. Well, one, a couple of months prior, they had another speaker come through and do a test to devise everybody's emotional IQ and how they perform best. So people who are very detail-oriented, people who are creatives, people who are concerned with the feelings and emotions of others. And as they fill out this test, they kind of work themselves into a color. So like these people, the detail people are green, the other people are blue, the creatives are yellow. That was on their badges. I'm saying, so you want me to talk about understanding and not thinking about color, but you've broken everybody down by color. And then they have this guest speaker who gets up and talks about hiring for diversity and reaching out to the black community and the trials and travails he had playing football for some university being of color, which A, does not account, and second, he was busted for weed and kicked off the team. You are a stereotype. Don't talk to us about stereotypes.
Oh, man. Those types of things are so counterproductive. And companies, think about this. I mean, it's a gig for you, right? You're making money. But how much money gets spent? Think of the energy that went into that before you emceed the event, right? All the energy going into this idea of diversity, when all that energy and that money should have been spent in making the corporate culture, not the breaking people into boxes, you know, into little pieces and saying you're black, you're a woman, you're a Guatemalan midget. But the idea that we would all get together, bring our cultural influences into this melting pot and figure out how to come out with a better product for the company. Does that come up, you know?
It did not come up because that was not the nature of this meeting. It was as touchy-feely as a Joe Biden photo shoot. This is the kind of thing. It was. I just thought of that. It was 3 days of people just kumbaya, and about a third of them had Kool-Aid stains on their faces like we did when we were 9. And the other two-thirds are kind of sitting in the back going, uh-huh, okay, yeah.
Well, here's the thing I'm wondering. Do employees, you know, you can almost detect who the left are and who the right are, because I would be in there in the back going, when does this end? But then there are the people that really get into it. They're proudly wearing their little color badges, you know. It's like a brownie troop meeting, you know. Hey, Susie, how you doing? You know.
What did you sew? I see you got the diversity badge, too. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Right.
So they actually told me about a previous year's event that I guess the speaker goes around. And for the LGBT community, and I don't know whether their letters go on that salad now, but they had everybody tell about their weekend. And this is another discussion I had off camera, not in front of the group. Tell about their weekend, and then so they could understand what it was like to be a gay person at work, change all the pronouns. So if you said, my wife and I went to the beach, you had to say, my husband and I went to the beach. So not only are they indoctrinating them into that, but they're also, what I was talking about with the CEO is, they're making people talk about their weekend. They said, we want people to feel comfortable talking about their weekends. Well, guess what? From 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I don't want to hear about your weekend, Jack. Go to Chili's and do that.
Right. To accomplish what? I'm just trying to figure out what's all the touchy-feely about. Because at the end of the day, some capitalist invested his time, energy, and money to create a product or a service or whatever. He hired a bunch of people that he doesn't know, and he's trying to bring them all together, and the government goes, nope, let's separate them all apart, and let's destroy your company, because we're not going to focus on the product, we're going to focus on social engineering.
Stay tuned for more of The Best Of with Tim Wilkins.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. As always, well, not always, but generally when we are graced with the presence of white privilege, we bring on Tim Wilkins. And in his defense, Tim has been under the weather. And speaking of weather, he got caught up in Indianapolis doing some stuff. So I get it, man. I get it. I'm not taking it personally. I'm not making it racial. Tons to talk about, Mr. Wilkins. What's going on in your world?
Well, yesterday was the day without a woman, and it was tough. The missus left for work early and didn't call all day. So that was rough. I'm there at the house. I'm self-employed. I couldn't find anything to eat. I called her like 3 times. Say, she got thanked in the meeting.
How did you fend for yourself? Yeah, how'd you fend for yourself? Did you put on your own shoes and clothes and lay stuff out and cook for yourself and all? I mean, where was your woman was not there.
Nothing matched, and I'm going through the closet. I couldn't find the lion shirt and the lion pants, so I wore hippopotamus pants and tiger shirt. My garanimals are all jacked up. She couldn't even get that straight before she left.
Well, you probably just ate bologna sandwich without the bread. You couldn't even find the bread, could you, Mr. Wilson?
It was prison lunch, like county. It was in a sack.
kid. You know what, man? Right now, the audience is probably in a pretty sad state of affairs for you. And by the way, it wasn't just you that went a day without a woman. It was many of us that went a day without a woman. In fact, as I walked around on a day without a woman, I got to tell you, I saw a lot of smiles on some fellas' faces.
Well, you know, a couple weeks ago was a day without an immigrant, and then a day without a woman, and a day without an immigrant woman better not fall on the day my cleaning lady comes, or my house is going to be a mess, too. Hey, man, I am anxiously, no offense, I am busy planning a day without a straight, white male who's self-employed and pays for his own health insurance.
Well, I hope
and
you
it's
going
to be me, as far as
Tim,
I know.
Tim,
it's a small rally.
It's part of the planning process. I hope you're not doing this on your own. I hope you've got, like, an illegal that's helping you prepare this document.
I outsourced it to India. Hopefully. There's actually a dude in a couple of Super Bowl shirts from the losing team from last year. you know they do that.
All I'm telling you is I'm glad you said man. I'm glad you didn't outsource it to an Indian woman. You know, it's funny, though. I ridiculed it. I wrote some stuff on it. And I said, you know, first of all, if you can have a day without a woman, you better let black women know, because they ain't got nannies and boyfriends and, you know, husbands and stuff. So, you know, you just made a bunch of kids have no mama. It's true. 72% of these kids being raised by black women.
It's Mormon Wednesday.
Oh, man. So what else we got? We got Russian spying. We got spying on Donald Trump. What, man, tons of stuff while you were on your hiatus. I mean, what say
okay,
you, bro?
Well, as we talk about women and people of color and whatnot, I always wonder if I'm being offensive. Then I realize they're watching me through the TV at the CIA. It doesn't matter what I say on the radio anymore. They'll leak it if they want to leak it.
Watch out, Donald Sterling.
Well, and you know, to the point, so CNN had two segments back to back. The first one was on the WikiLeaks dump about the CIA is watching us through our iPhones, our tablets, our Samsung TVs. And the second one was no proof Donald Trump was wiretapped. Do you not watch your own show?
They don't even get their own irony, do they?
No, well, like a TV show I was on back in the late 2000s, no one's even watching in the control booth. They think the ratings are bad. The director's not even watching.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, though, this has been a fun thing to watch because I don't know if you saw this, but Tom Cotton was on O'Reilly, excuse me, the other night, and he said, look, he's on one of the Senate committees that looks at all this stuff. He says, we have proof that they were spying on Trump. I don't think he could go into detail, but he's like, we have the report now. They were spying on Trump. And I'm thinking,
well, not only that, but if you look at the articles back to June and January of 2016, and then Fox played something from Robbie Mook, who has a friend full of Italians. I have all these Italian friends that have been going, hey, Timmy, what are you, some kind of Mook? I love that guy's name. Robbie Mook, Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, was on Fox and Friends in October of last year saying, they asked him about Hillary keeps stating that Donald Trump has connections to Russia. And he goes, we know this to be true because we've seen the wiretaps, the servers, we know through solid information. Well, how did they know there were wiretaps and server taps?
Yeah. We posted a story because Hillary, I think, she tweeted something about Trump and the ties to Russia, and she knew it through whatever. Yeah, maybe it was through that. But we posted it. I know it was around the same type of stuff. And here's what I think, Tim. I think they thought that was going to be the October surprise. It was going to bury Trump, tie him to the evil Russians. And it's backfiring. But let me ask you this. Where do you think this goes? You think, I mean, I personally believe that this is one of these things where the left is just every day reshooting the foot.
Oh, they don't even let it heal. There's an old Larry the Cable Guy line where he says, my horse got a broken leg, so I shot it, now it's got a broke leg and a gunshot wound. they don't seem to realize that they're putting damage on top of damage. We know now that the NSA, CIA, the CCI, and four new divisions are just looking at us in every direction. They have kill switches on our cars. And yet the left, who's normally the ones who are most apoplectic about our freedoms, you hear nothing from that.
I know.
The other thing, Kevin, nobody's even mentioned this. If they have every one of our communications, how is it they don't have Hillary Clinton's missing 30,000 emails?
You know, that's a good point. But here's the other thing that gets me. You remember when Barack Obama, before the 2012 election, met with Medvedev And he made the hot mic comment that says, well, after my election, I'll be able to have more flexibility, right? And I thought to myself, can you imagine a hot mic moment like that with Trump right now or in August or September? What would they have been saying about that in terms of the Russian involvement? Barack Obama, prior to his next election, where, by the way, we had 4 years of looking at this guy as a loser, right? And I'm just saying, we had a track record. So it wasn't a foregone conclusion. 2008, yeah, he was going to get elected. 2012, not so much. But he was practically guaranteeing a win. He, for all intents and purposes, he was grabbing his crotch going, yeah! You know, and so he's talking to the Russian saying, you know, well, look, I win. You know, when it comes up, we can talk freely about it. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Is he saying, hey, you know, Boris or Vladimir's got this all handled? Because that's what it sounded like to me. If you really want to
and
make
that. I love the fact that you just turned the former president into Little John. you just turned our former world leader, whether we liked him or not, into the king of grunk.
So, boy,
what? So let's go back to the options that the Democrats had. And Joe Biden bowed out and said he needed more time with his family. And I got to cover this before we lose time.
Oh, you got to. You got to, yeah.
Let's just back up real quick. Tim Kaine's son, who looks like one of the Lost Boys or one of the mole rats, was arrested by throwing a smoke grenade at a campaign or a protest the other day. And Biden's family is the ultimate trashy reality show. This is the reality. So he loses his son, Beau. His new son, who is doing coke and blowing through the family cash, leaves his wife and two kids to be with Beau Biden's wife.
I know.
There is no trashier reality show than the Biden fam.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News. Bruce Willis' friends fear aphasia linked to injuries the actor suffered when he was hit in the head by a pyrotechnics device on the set of the movie Tears of the Sun back in 2002. As lawmakers get set to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination Monday, another Republican senator is a no-go.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I'm on with my good buddy, comedian Tim Wilkins. You can find out more about Tim at timwilkins.com, and we're planning some stuff to do additionally with radio that will appear over at KJ Radio, and we'll probably mirror that over at Tim's site at some point. But Tim, welcome. We are on the heels of a monumental decision around Hillary Clinton, and she's obviously been freed. So I want to get your take, and it may be the comedic take, it may be the laugh to keep from crying take.
Well, it's a little of both, but I want to first tell your listeners that I called into your show to talk to you today with intention. I actually meant to do it. I was not being careless or grossly negligent.
Okay. Now
that you've never heard that phrase, either you're stupid or you're a criminal. Which is it? Now we know for her, it's both.
Right. I said, Tim, can you imagine the number of criminals that they're now calling their attorneys going, dude, you know, when I went to rob that liquor store and the dude didn't want to give me the money, I never intended to shoot him.
Oh, no. The 110 emails that she did, I got three strikes. I didn't intend either one of those three.
Right. It's a can of worms, and of course, they're not opening it up for minions, and rightfully so. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Now, should she be in prison just because of the things that are done with the secrets that she's done and the top secret and the secret stuff? My answer is probably yes, but I could see the argument for no. But when I talk about the connected dots of the Clinton Foundation and what this wench has done, there is no question in my mind, Hillary Clinton and her entire family and probably everybody in the first 20 people in her inner circle should all be in prison together.
There are seven moons, and every one of them is in the orbit of Uranus, and they should all be in prison. Everything that surrounds that wench should be in jail. And I will say, without a shadow of a doubt, the Clinton Foundation, the $145 million they took from Russian interests to sell nuclear bomb-making materials, the millions they took from Saudi bad actors. But let's go back to emails, because one of the things – okay, you were watching the press conference. You and I were kind of going back and forth via text, and here comes Comey, and he comes out, and he goes, evidence number one. Evidence number two, and he's laying them out. And I am Tiger Woods pre-getting beat by his wife. I'm pumping my fist, baby. My back's not out, and my knee is still good. Yeah! Yeah! And then, yes, not guilty. And I went, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
The one thing that he said, too, is, and he left the door open, well, you know, unless, of course, she was hacked by some bad actors... WikiLeaks already has 30,000 emails. What else do you need?
That got me. I'm going, what are you talking about? The Russians have it. The Chinese have it. WikiLeaks is already releasing them. What do you mean if it got out? Her stuff got out. So
one of the things that she was required by law to do was properly archive, maintain, and upon her exit, turn over all correspondence, which she didn't even do initially under court order from the FBI. She hasn't done for Judicial Watch, and there was still not 30,000, we find out from Comey, 60,000 emails that have still not been handed over. So she's guilty of that.
Right, and then some of them were work-related that she said were not work-related, but I'm sitting here looking at your text, Tim. Let me read this text to the people when you said you sent me.
Can you read this on air?
The obvious answer is no.
We're about to put the F in FCC, Bo.
FCC. That's what I say.
FCC.
Oh, man, that was so funny when you sent me that. I was like, dude. All right, well, listen, nothing's going to come of it. Comey says, we didn't look at the content. We just looked at the titles. We looked to see if they were, if it gave out secret stuff. And I'm thinking to myself when he said that, you didn't look at content? So everybody's asking me, and I'll ask you the same question. Is there another shoe to fall? Will they come back later? You alluded to something a second ago, but will they come back later and say, you know, we do have connections for the Clinton Foundation and,
well,
and what they were
you,
doing
you
there?
See now, Lynch has already, the lady who used to be the DA on Law and Order, Criminal Intent, or SVU, is now our Attorney General, has already filed a motion to have the Clinton Foundation records sealed for 28 months.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, which is mind-blowing.
It's 27 months. Let's just be technical. It's 27 months.
27 months. Clock's ticking.
Right.
And I think she's guilty there, but I think they're just hoping against hope that there isn't a Trump presidency because she knows she's guilty, that all the evidence is there. You and I are both military guys. I was in communications as a young Lance Corporal. As we were given each level of our communications training, we were given a briefing. And Comey said this. We were given a briefing as to what was the nature of classifications, whether or not we were trained or classified or secure for classified, secret, or top secret. You know what information is in those classifications, and you know what you're classified for and what you shouldn't touch. And she's just hitting all forward. What difference does it make? Forward, delete.
No, it's the conspiracy that surrounds the Clintons. I got to tell you, it's amazing. I was telling the audience before that had a guy who hates Trump, and I go, well, you know, you can hate Trump, but he's not going to kill you. And he looks at me like, what are you talking about? And I go, Hillary Clinton will kill you. And so, then another guy chimes in and goes, yeah, man, she will. You're not aware of this? And then he goes and gets on his smartphone and starts to Google it. And I said, just study that a little bit before you start hating too much on Trump, before you figure out what you're going to do with your vote. So
she's got a bigger body count than the East Coast, West Coast rap battle in the 80s. Are you kidding me?
That's what I said, man. I think she killed Tupac. and Biggie.
And Biggie. And both of them.
Right. All right. Hey, man, we got a little bit of time. Let's segue to Gil Garcetti, who...
It's actually Eric, and I believe it's his son, Gil Garcetti's son, who's now the mayor of L.A.
Okay, Eric.
Who for the last 6 or 8 months of his mayorship has been really touting getting criminals, because they've got this massive early release program going, getting them hired. He's got one program that's a $9 million program to hire 1,350, not criminals, not felons, formerly incarcerated individuals from what he deems the ultimate gated community. I added that part for stuff. The other stuff was real.
Right.
And the biggest thing is that got me this week with his statement is that he goes, we really need just to change our mindset, as you can already tell by the double speak. We need to really, you know, these people have served their time. We need to be thankful that they've served their time. So I'm supposed to walk up to a criminal, like a military guy who's just come back from his third deployment in Afghanistan, and thank them for their service.
Right. Yeah. Well, is this part of the, because I know they were talking about, there was a program, and I don't remember what city, but I'm almost sure it was L.A., where they said, the objective for us is to take these bad, bad kids, and we're going to put them in a program, and they'd send them to Italy, you know, or send them on these lavish vacations, and they say, when these kids go and see something different, and they're like, wow, my world has been opened up. You know, they're going to come back, and they're going to be good kids. And I remember thinking, so as opposed to rewarding the good kids who have gone to school, stayed out of trouble, etc., with these vacations. You take the worst kids of your society and you say, hey, here's your reward. How quickly is it going to get out that if I go firebomb, you know, my school or something, I'm going to get a free trip to Hawaii?
In the meantime, the kids in the band are selling chocolate bars so they can go do a program somewhere.
They want to tour Europe, so they've got to sell 1,000 candy bars to everybody around them. But then, meanwhile, they let these other kids go, you know, for free.
The whole cul-de-sac has to get diabetes so Myron can get somewhere fascinating. Hey, this gets me, though. Is this what it's going to come down to, like a veteran? I'm going to see some guy with web tattoos and swastikas on his neck walking down the road with a plane, and I'm going to stop him and thank him for his service and say, excuse me. Mr. Is it A. Ryan?
No, it's Arian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I applaud your feeling of brotherhood and your pride in the color white. I'd like you to sit up front. How would you like that for the rest of the flight? Right. Thank you for your serving of your 15 years.
Yeah, or, you know, how about you go up to the rapist and thank him for his service, you know? Hey, thank you for that, you know, buying into the whole war on women thing. I mean, I don't know exactly how to thank you, but, you know, here you go, bro. I mean,
but thanks for tainting three generations. Awesome.
Right. Oh, my goodness. You know, look, this is liberalism, though. This is what's funny to me, Tim, is we can't seem to make conservatism sexy at all. I mean, it doesn't seem logical to the left. You talk to these people and they're like, what? What do you mean? You can get kids go to school and they get good grades and they get out and get a good job? No, no. Forget it. No, the government can take care of you. Let's unionize. Let's not Brexit. Let's all stay together here. They'll go all Al Green on you.
And I think the two biggest problems we're fighting right now is that liberalism owns the schools and the media. They have them for the first 18 years, and the media picks it up at 19, and they control what they think. And until we win this back one way and swing the pendulum, we're right on the precipice of losing this country, and it scares me to death.
It should. They cannot tell him what to think. And we're always happy to have him on the program. Tim, glad to be with you again, man, exercising white privilege on a black man's radio show.
Back to my cul-de-sac.
All right. Take care, brother.
A liberal bumped into Kevin Jackson with his right shoulder.
They call him Lefty now.
Hey, more of this blast from the past from Kevin Jackson and Tim Wilkins. Sit tight, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, on with my good buddy, Marine Tim Wilkins, funny man, pitch man, comedian, you name it, friend of the show, friend of Kevin Jackson's, and we're always glad to have him. Tim, how's that for a welcome?
That is outstanding, and you know, as a Marine, I just love when anybody barks. If you get enough of us in a room, we it's like picking out a puppy.
Very true. All right, man, well, hey, look. Donald Trump, officially president. I'm not going to take you through the inauguration crap. I don't know that I've seen anybody go, here's what I'm going to do, and then just start doing it. I mean, it's like Trump has a checklist, and he gets up and goes, okay, Obamacare, boop, ISIS, boop. It's just a checklist, man. Is he making good moves here or what?
I can say I don't think Trump knows how Washington works, and I think he's breaking it.
I agree.
You don't just get up with a to-do list and to do it. That's right. Not how Washington works.
You know what's funny, Tim? I said this. I used to say this to political people all the time. They wanted me to help with the campaign, and I'd look at their sites, and I'd go, man, your site is full of lies, you know? And it would be a congressman, some obscure guy going, I'm going to go to Washington. I'll change Washington. And I go, shut up. You ain't changing Washington. You can't even change your drawers. Right? But then Trump says, no, we're draining the swamp. We're going to drain. And you know what? I believed it. There was a first time where I went, you know what? I would say, Washington, you better watch out. In fact, while I was in D.C., Tim, I was going. You would have thought I was president. I was going to restaurants.
Only one of us was invited, by the way.
What's that?
Only one of us was invited, just so you know, and it wasn't me. It was Kevin Jackson.
Well, I didn't go to any big deal. I wasn't like on some VIP list. Don't try to push off white privilege on me, baby. You still own that. Yeah. I thought for sure when you said
we were talking, I said, so what's going on this week? You said, can't talk to you this week. I'm headed to D.C. I thought, Mr. Big's going to be in one of those first five rows. Check him out.
Well, okay, so on the lawn, I had first five row type seats. I gave them away. Yeah, and let me tell you why. I gave them away for two reasons. One, I was sick, and it was drizzly. And then they threatened rain, that all the weather, it's going to rain. It didn't, because they wanted the turnout to be low. But anyway, right. The lines to get in, Tim, were so long that I said, my line to get up that close, because the closer you got, the more scrutiny you got, right? Those lines were the toughest to get. So I said, I would rather be in the back where I could, you know, if I get sick and got chills, because I had chills, I could just grab an Uber and go. So I actually gave away some really, really good seats. But I'm talking about, that's not the thing that makes you a big star in those events. It's what happens afterwards. All the parties and the balls. And I got invited to the Deplorable Ball. I shouldn't say I got invited. Yeah, I didn't get invited. I pulled rank and said, get me into the Deplorable Ball. And it was a zoo. That was a whole different thing. And then, but none of the big balls and things like, you know, where the Kellyanne's and the Trump kids and all. I didn't get a single invitation to anything. I want to be real clear to people, because people are sending me their resumes. Kevin, can you?
Yeah, you know what, man? I toured, and, you know, I did a few dates opening for Trump in venues that had 12, 15, 25,000 people.
I know.
And to quote Trump, probably the biggest turnout in presidential history. Huge. Maybe the biggest. Maybe the best. I don't know. Could be. And I didn't even get a call, hey, we're hiring a comedian. He didn't even get a chance to ruin my career. I feel left out. I thought I would have gotten a call or two.
It's funny, because there were so many people who were butt hurt and they felt slighted. And I'm going, man, no offense, these guys have so many other things on their mind. To feel like, well, why didn't Trump, you know, single me out, would have just been the height of freaking arrogance for me. And so
I could care less. All I want is basically what you just said. I want him to be the first president in history, which he is so far, to take a big scroll, like it's the Magna Carta, of campaign promises, unfurl it, and start checking them off. Just take out that big Sharpie, just start checking them off. Well, and as much as he's doing it, is as much as I see in my Facebook feed with lefty tears. The progressives are bawling up a storm. Well, guess what? We just cried for 8 years. Here's the remaining box of Kleenex.
But why? What are they crying over? Look, the guy, he stopped spending our money exporting abortion. He says, we won't send a nickel to export abortions anymore. If you got a clinic, you're not getting our money if you're killing kids. That's a good thing for the taxpayers. It doesn't infringe upon the women's movement. The XL pipeline, right? He's done that now. It's just going to create.
It was completely approved, by the way, by the State Department, the EPA, the land, all the Congress, the Senate. Everybody said this will have no adverse impact, only positive impact. And Obama said, yeah, it'll have an impact on my legacy.
Yeah.
And then TPP, Hillary wasn't for that. Bernie wasn't for that. The Republicans weren't for it. Bye.
But, you know, so I talked about TPP. So here's what we had with TPP, because I couldn't understand it. We were, the countries that were, the 12 countries that made up TPP were 40% of the world GDP. All right? America leaves, and the title I saw was TPP is desperate. It's folding. And I went, okay, so it's 12 guys on a basket, you know, in a gym, Tim, and we want to play some pickup games, and one guy leaves, are we all crying going, what are we going to do now? We can't play. You go, okay, well, we're going to play 4-on-4 for a while, and you guys can pick one of the guys from the losers. That's what you'd say to the other
guy. That's usually when I get to play. That's why I'm excited.
Right. But we leave, and it was catastrophic. And I said, okay, well, why is that the case? The reason it's catastrophic is because it would be like you're the patsy at the poker table, and everybody's playing against you, and they're going to split the profits after the fact. When America left the poker table, they went, well, okay, guys, it's over. There's no more money.
We have a term for that in poker. It's called a fish.
Yeah.
Somebody who just sits down and just bleeds money that doesn't know how to gamble or bet. That was the deal that was made on our behalf, which is what I love. My favorite moment so far this week has been when Tom Cotton and Chuck Schumer got into it on the floor of the Senate.
Yes.
Did you see this? So the Senate is dragging their feet on President Trump's appointments. And they're dragging their feet, and Cotton walks up and says, look, man, what in the heck are you doing out here? You promised to do this, and your guys, sure, you voted for it, but you, get your guys together. And Schumer, of course, goes, you know what, where were you 8 years ago when this happened to President Obama? And he said, getting shot at in Afghanistan. Any questions?
I love and Tom Cotton, to look at him, you know what Tom Cotton reminds me of, Tim? I swear this is a true story. I was watching my kids, two of my boys, in karate years ago. And this one little kid is like a goofy little dude, and he can't do it, and he's kind of crying. And this guy that looks like Tom Cotton is standing there looking at him, and I'm thinking, look at this dad, just he got practically embarrassed at his son. And I'd seen him come into class all the time. So the kid's trying to get it together, and dad's going, you know, it's okay. So this one day, I come in, and dad is there consoling his son. And when he finally, he'd had enough, you know, and he kind of looks at his son. He says, no, you want to do it like this. And he moves his hands. And I immediately went, this dude is a badass. It was like, you'd never guess it. And I have friends, you know, being a martial artist, I have lots of friends, quite a few friends. Most of my martial arts friends, you kind of know, leave the dude alone. But occasionally you get this one or two guys that you go, nobody would ever guess this guy's as dangerous as he is. And I had a buddy named Robert.
I worked, when I got out of the Marines, I worked a lot of doors for extra money. I was a bouncer and a security. And it was the guy that pulled his pants up like Bruce Lee that you laughed at. The guy that just went ahead and put his foot on your shoulder and tapped you in the face, is the guy that you opened the door for and said, no, your idea is good. I get this. Go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm telling
that's
you,
Tom Cotton, the unassuming guy that just kicks you in the head.
That he you just wouldn't see him coming, and he's like, I was getting shot at in Iraq, and you're like, what? You were in Iraq? What? And I know, well, Schumer, I mean, it was a perfect response, because what is Schumer going to say now? He pulled a veteran card, and oh, by the way, I served. It wasn't like I sat
served.
My, yeah.
Speaking of served, you just hit the nail on the head. So Trump is talking about draining the swamp. Schumer says, well, if you're draining the swamp, why are you hiring billionaires and business people for your cabinet? Because that wasn't the swamp, Chuck. The swamp is career politicians who are on the dole. It's lawyers turned politician who have never worked a hard day's life except in law school. The people that, like you said, went up there with, I'm going to change Washington. And 2 years in, they go, you know what? I really like the Capitol Grill, and I like not paying for it.
Right.
I like the fact that the Firemen's Union is paying for my steak.
I am so thrilled. Every day I get up now going, what executive order is he going to do today? With Obama, you were like, oh, God, what's he going to do to me? With Trump, you're like, hey, what's he going to do to me? You know that commercial, Tim, that's running right now where the girl's getting their car, and she's like, oh, my gosh, how'd this happen? And then the guy who got his car up on blocks is like, oh, my gosh, how'd this happen? You know?
I love that commercial. My take on this is the same as yours. More than anything, I'm enjoying empathetically watching people cry and come unglued. He's doing it without the approval of Congress or the Senate. My executive order, where did he get that notion? They're going to approve them by nuclear option. How does that get done? I feel like Pee-wee every day. Nuclear option. Who put that button in the Senate?
All right, Tim, I got to leave it there.
Take care, bud.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.